ball that pops out on the backside. 0-2. It was a 3-3 game heading into the third. Two back-to-back RBI singles for Gallison and Johnson made it 5-3. But then seven, Rafters gave up four runs to seven runs total for the Wausau Woodchucks. And they were up 7-5 as then a three-run shot came in for Dalton Pearson. And that put it at 10-5. So 0-2 count. Rafters have, they've struggled.
Raptors have not retired Drew Berkland yet today.
So Berkland, a guy that's 2-for-2 today with a run and a walk. As the 0-2 comes up and away, upstairs of the zone, 1-2. Fastball comes in for Paulson. So a 1-2 count. Paulson kicks, sets, and fires as fouled off on the right side and staying alive in the count, 1-2.
10 runs, 9 hits so far for the Woodchucks. 5 runs, 6 hits.
Bottom 6. One ball, 2 strikes.
Against 10-9. These two Great Lakes West team subdivision rivals.
They set the 1-2. Hits the top of the bat and fouls again. And so staying alive and working the count is Berkland. The left fielder, 2-for-2 today. Had that incredible bunt where he was able to get on first on his last appearance up at the plate. The 1-2, swing and a popped up ball once again, back on the right side. So Berkland staying alive on the curveball, 1-2. Nick Paulson will dig in. Sets and serves the 1-2, fouled off on the left side now. And once again, Berkland working the count. He's staying alive. Stays here at 1-2.
Perfect day for the plate so far alive. Not being tired. So what would be the first time?
So 3 out of the 5 innings have resulted in 3 or more runs for the Woodchucks as the 1-2 comes upstairs for ball number 2. So 2-2.
The ball 2. To 2 count now.
The count runs at 2 apiece. Two balls, 2 strikes. Paulson, the 2-2, fouls it once again is Berkland. So the 11th pitch is coming up here on this at-bat. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and it's 11 pitches. Paulson sets and serves, and outside for a ball, 3-2. So staying alive and working the count to perfection is Drew Berkland. So the count runs full. Berkland, the payoff. Up and away for ball number 4. So Berkland takes first and a leadoff walk. And this brings up Colby Wallace, the right fielder. 0-for-2 today. He's got a run, and he's been walked. So Colby Wallace in the cleanup spot. Rafters trail 10-5. Paulson fires in and throws a ball on the left edge. 1-0. One ball, no strikes, no outs. Set the serve from Paulson. And down low for a ball, 2-0. So Nick Paulson, the left-hander. Two innings pitched and no strikeouts. Popped off on the backside from Wallace, 2-1. Had 42 pitches, allowed 5 hits and 3 runs. 3 of those came earned. So 2-1 count. Nick Paulson looks and fires. Fouled once again on the left side. Boy, a lot of fouls here in the past 2 at-batters. They're really working the count, getting Paulson tired. That's perhaps what happened definitely on the last one where Paulson walked Berkland. So Colby Wallace, the right fielder. And the 2-2 comes in outside and away for a ball. So now, once again, a full count. Bottom six. The 3-2. Swing and a miss on the inside edge for strike three. And out number one. So Paulson recording his first strikeout. And this brings up Jesse Donahoe. Donahoe had a sack fly RBI. Struck out on two at-bats. So at first is Berkland. One down. Paulson throws in a curveball and finds the zone on the inside for a strike, 0-1. I'm sure if you're watching this game, though, you know what GIDP means. No balls, one strike, and one out. Paulson glances over and throws it at first. Bobo doesn't tack Berkland in time.
Burrow's not in time. One out here.
No balls, a strike, one down. The 0-1, swinging popped off on the backside, 0-2.
Sends it backwards, foul. And it'll be down 0-2.
So Paulson ahead in the count. It's 20th pitch, 21st pitch.
Out of Capital Credit Union Park.
Stepping in as the 0-2, swinging a grounder. That goes in between first and second. Taylor picks it up, not able to cleanly pick it up, so that's going to allow Donahoe to first. So Donahoe at first, and Berkland advances to second. So Jesse Donahoe will take first. Paulson throws it in, and Taylor, not able to field it correctly, picks it up in his glove. By the time he gripped it in his right arm to throw over, it dropped it out. So Donahoe will record a hit. So Donahoe at first, and Paulson sets in, swinging a fly ball that goes on the left field side, and Jack Basir is running under it. Catch over his shoulder. Does he make the catch? And not able to do so, and went in and out of his glove. So Basir over his shoulder, almost made the grab, but 0-1 count. Colin Briggerman, due up 0-3 today, struck out. Two runners on here, bottom of the six. Wausau with only one down, they're threatening again. The 0-1 comes in, curveball finds the zone for a strike, 0-2.
Paulson dropping it in there. Briggerman 0-3 on the night.
No balls, two strikes. And the first baseman looking for his first hit. The 0-2 comes in outside for strike at number three. Paints the left edge. And that's the second out. But three straight strikes for Nick Paulson. And he records his second strikeout. So Raptors trail 10-5. They've been out hit 10-6. So Jake English is due up. English 1-for-2 today, three runs, and he's been walked. As Paulson sets in, swinging a miss on the outside, 0-1. Two down, bottom six.
Hit was an error in the second.
No balls, a strike. Two runners on. Donahoe at first, and Berkland at second. The 0-1, right down the plate for a strike, 0-2.
Upper part of the strike zone, English down 0-2. Looking to keep the same.
No balls, two strikes. So coming set is Paulson. And taking his time off of the slab. So 0-2, two down, and two runners on for Wausau. The kick, the wind, the fire, the 0-2 inside and gets away from Jensen. But Berkland was not going to take third. So 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Nick Paulson, two strikeouts, looking to make it number three. As the 1-2 comes in, up and away, just on the outside. That curveball looked like that found the zone, but could not for ball number two. So deuces across the board. Two outs, two balls, and two strikes. Donahoe at first. Birkeland stands at second. And Nick Paulson sets in and serves the 2-2 swing and a bouncer over to Basir at third. And tags, does he tag Birkeland in time? And he does. Birkeland was sliding head first into third. Basir reaches out and makes the grab. So he tags Birkeland. So that's out number three as we head to the top of the seventh.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Sports injuries are increasingly common for high school and college athletes, weekend warriors, and elite pros. Knees, shoulders, and elbows are complex structures. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features skilled board-certified orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists willing and able to get you back in the action. They also offer in-house physical and occupational therapy, which may be all you need for the most effective solutions for relieving pain and restoring lives right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Contact WROInstitute.com or call 424-1881.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Top of the seventh we go as Christian Clack steps on the mound for the Woodchucks. So the left-hander out of the University of Alabama, Birmingham, and a hometown native of Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's had five games appeared in so far, an 0-1 record, but he has a save. He's at 11 and two-thirds innings of work, eight hits and three runs. He's also acquired 16 strikeouts, so he's a talented individual. And so the left-hander coming in here in the seventh inning. So leading off for the Raptors is number 10, Garrett Broussard. So Broussard will lead off. And Broussard, the shortstop, 0 for 2 today. He has a run. So Christian Clack, the left-hander, stepping on the mound. And the UAB Blazer taking the reins for the Woodchucks on the pitching side here in the top of the seventh. Raptors trail 10-5. They've been out hit 10-6. As Clack digs in, as Broussard lines a ball into the shortstop, Sherry fields it in the glove. The throw to first is on time. So one down, a quick out. That hit on a short, Sherry was able to field it in on his left side. So one down, Shane Taylor is due up. Taylor, who's been walked today, hasn't been able to record a hit. And so the left-hander out of Utah Tech, Clack digs in and throws down low for a ball, 1-0.
Ball one from Christian Clack.
Clack once again serves and throws on the outside, 1-0. Clack appeared against the Raptors back on June the 7th, where he had 1 1/3 innings of work, allowing two hits and a run. He also acquired a strikeout. That was the game where the Raptors had a walk-off as the 2-0 fouled off on the backside, 2-1. One down, two balls, a strike.
Christian Clack has been terrific with command of his fastball in his last few appearances.
Clack fires in the 2-1 as Taylor pops out on the left side. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Clack kicks and fires the 2-2 on the inside, way inside, as Taylor backs away for a ball, 3-2. So three balls and two strikes. The count runs full with one out here in the top of the seventh. The 3-2 outside for strike number three. Taylor can't believe it. And he looks back at the umpire saying, are you serious? But Clack strikes him out looking. So that's a second out as Anthony Gallison is due up. Ready to take first was Taylor. He can't believe it. Two down. No balls, no strikes as Anthony Gallison will step in. And Christian Clack gets his first strikeout of the evening. First pitch comes up and away as reaching out to his right was English to catch that ball. So 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Two down. The 1-0 popped off on the right side. 1-1. Two down. One ball, one strike. Raptors, five runs, six hits. Woodchucks, 10 runs and 10 hits. Wausau timely hits from them as the 1-1 comes in as Gallison swinging and miss on the outside, 1-2. So two down for Wausau, top of the seventh. And they're in full control right now. So Gallison, who already had an RBI single today, as the 1-2 comes in, swinging a grounder that stays fair, looks like on the first base side, but just pulls foul right before it gets to the first base bag. So Briggerman would have liked if that ball was fair, but it just pulls out on the right side in foul territory. So 1-2 count. Clack looking for his second strikeout as he struck out Shane Taylor on his last batter. The 1-2 comes in as popped off way skied on the left side. Out of play. The count stays at 1-2. So Gallison working the count, staying alive.
Left fielder for the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors, Anthony Gallison.
1-2 count. Gallison will come set. And then the 1-2 once again popped off back and away in a towering fly ball. 1-2. Two down, a ball and two strikes. Christian Clack looking for another strikeout would be his back-to-back strikeouts as the 1-2 comes in down low for a ball. So the count runs at two apiece. Count is at deuces with two outs. The 2-2 swing and a miss on the outside for strike and number three. So back-to-back strikeouts for Christian Clack and a three up and three down inning for the Woodchucks as we head to the bottom of the seventh here on WFHR.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the seventh we go as a pitching change comes true. Johnny Antrovitz will step on the mound, the Notre Dame college product from Ashtabula, Ohio. It's already appeared in seven games, seven innings of work, and appearing in an inning in each game. So he'll step against Simon Cherry, and Antrovitz deals in for a strike. 0-1. An Ashtabula, Ohio native has allowed five hits and two runs, but he's acquired 10 strikeouts. So the 0-1 comes in. Antrovitz throws in a breaking ball upstairs for a ball, 1-1. Simon Cherry, the shortstop, two runs today, has been walked twice. He's gotten hit. Has not gotten out. Antrovitz deals in and throws a ball, 2-1. Bottom seven, Raptors trail 10-5. They haven't led since the top of the third inning. Antrovitz deals in and serves the 2-1. Up and away for a ball, 3-1. So Johnny Antrovitz has already had 10 strikeouts. Has given up five hits. The 3-1 from Antrovitz comes down swinging a bouncer that goes on the second base side, and that goes past Taylor and heads into center field. So Simon Cherry gets another hit and stays perfect today. He has not gotten out as Mike McGinnis is due up. A five RBI day today, a two-run RBI and a three-run home run. That leads things off for the Woodchucks. Cherry at first, and they acquire their 11th hit. Bottom seven. Johnny Antrovitz will look in and serve. Swing and a fly ball. Well hit into center field. Reaching out and making the grab is Johnson. So one down. McGinnis had an opportunity there, it looked like, for a moment. And that could have gone back behind the wall for another home run, in which in that case, that would have been absolutely insane. But he flies out. Johnson does his job. So Antrovitz will step against Dalton Pearson, who also had a three-run shot today as well, over to left center field. So Pearson, one hit on four at-bats, and a three RBI day. And Antrovitz deals in and throws a wild pitch, and stealing second in time was Simon Cherry, and gets right on second. So steals the base on second, Dalton Pearson. Due up one ball, no strikes, and one out. One down. Johnny Antrovitz sets in for his eighth pitch. As the 1-0 inside of the zone, finding the right edge, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Dalton Pearson, five straight hits in five games. As Antrovitz glances at second, comes set, and delivers the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 1-2. So Antrovitz appeared against Wausau back on June the 11th, where he had an inning of work. No hits, no runs, and no strikeouts. He only faced four batters. So a ball and two strikes, one down. Antrovitz kicks and deals the 1-2 as the check swing. Did he fully come across with Pearson? Did not. For a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one down. Simon Cherry stands at second. One down. The 2-2. Outside and away for a ball. So full count now with only one down in the bottom of the seventh. Simon Cherry at second. 3-2. Ansarvitz. Count runs full. He'll come set. Kick and throws the payoff. And down low, way below the zone for ball number four. Pearson's at first, and Simon Cherry is at second. So Brent Witter is due up 2-for-4 today. And he's out of run. He's been able to cross home plate. So Pearson at first, Cherry at second. Two runners on and only one down here in the bottom of the seventh. So Johnny Ansarvitz will come set. Sets and fires as that Witter flies the ball out on the right field side. Fouled away. 0-1. Made some good contact. Brent Witter's been a big part of their success today. Slotted in at third base, two hits, and was been able to be responsible. He crossed home plate once today. Has no balls to strike. Ansarvitz fires in the 0-1, swinging a bouncer that goes above Ansarvitz. Broussard comes out to field it. The throw to first is on time to Bobo for the second out. Excellent throw there from Garrett Broussard, who absolutely slinged it in. So Broussard, the shortstop. What a throw. So Pearson moves to second. Simon Cherry at third. And with two down, runners in scoring position, Drew Berkland. Two hits, two walks. And he's also got a run as well. So Drew Berkland, another big day for him as Ansarvitz comes in and fires on the outside for a ball, 1-0.
Ball one. He also has a run score.
Rafters trail 10-5. They've been out hit 11-6. Four straight scoreless innings for them on the offensive side. As the 1-0. Oh, swinging a ball popped out on the backside. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Bottom seven. Two runners on. Two runners in scoring position for Wausau. They're threatening once again. On the verge of blowing this wide open. Ansarvitz will come set. Kick, wind, and fire, the 1-1. Breaking ball down low for a ball 2-1.
2-1 count.
Two balls a strike.
Drew Berkland up for the second time, and the same amount of innings, fifth time overall tonight.
Berkland, two hits tonight, two walks.
As mentioned, he's two for
two. Has not been able to be retired. As the 2-1 comes in, Berkland lines a ball into Broussard at short. The throw way across his body. Does he get it over to Bobo? Bobo couldn't field it. And a run gets home as Simon Cherry crosses home plate for the 11th run. 11-5, Wausau. And another run to add some cushion as that was an acrobatic throw. What an effort there from Broussard. Skipped on a one-hop bounce over to Bobo. Couldn't field it in the glove.
Dalton Pearson at third and Drew Berkland.
So now this brings up Colby Wallace, 0-for-3 today, and has a run. He's also walked as well. So Ansarvitz comes in and sets for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pearson stands at third. Drew Berkland at first. Ansarvitz comes in and swinging a line drive that drops into the glove of Shane Taylor for the third out. The Rafters give up a run and they trail 11-5 as we head to the top of the eighth inning here on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The top of the eighth inning we go as the rafters trail 11-5. Another run batted in as Berkland hits an RBI single. So the rafters looking to find a bit of momentum because, well, they had 3 runs in the top of the second, 2 runs in the top of the third, and then 4 straight scoreless innings. So their work on the offensive end has really been halted. 6 hits compared to Wausau's 12 as Johnson swings and pulls a ball into the left center grab. That drops before Pearson can get to it. So Johnson leads it off with a single, and the 7th hit of the game belongs to the man out of Flower Mound, Texas. So that's a way to get the momentum going, and that's a way to start getting runs going because Rafters have struggled. I mean, they're down 6 right now, 11-5. 11 runs they've given up here now on the top of the 8th. So Levi Jensen is due up. 0-3. And, well, he's got a run in. So Johnson stands at first. So Ty Johnson's had a big day as well. He's been walked twice, 2-for-2, had an RBI batted in. So Levi Jensen, 1-0 count. The North Alabama product stands on Christian Clack as he throws in for a strike, 1-1. So top of the eighth inning, Raptors trail 11-5. As setting, kicking, and firing the 1-1. Jensen pops it up on the right side, 1-2. So Jensen down in the count, 1-2. 1-2. Standing at first is Johnson. The set from Clack. He glances over at first and now fires in the 1-2. Swinging a ground ball over to Sherry, the shortstop. The throw at second to Donahoe. The throw back to first. Does he get there? Does not. So Johnson gets out at second. Jensen stays at first. And one down here for the Woodchucks in the top of the eighth. So an almost double play there from the infield. Almost a 6-4-3 double play. And it was halted by the speed of Levi Jensen, just able to get there in time. So we return to the top of the order. Nolan Sailors is due up. 1-for-3 today. An RBI and was walked. Got the RBI off being walked, which eventually sent a runner home as that ball comes in for Clack down to the zone for a strike, 0-1. So one down, Jensen stands at first.
The Omaha, Nebraska product in the crate, Blue Jay. You see him creating this.
The 0-1 comes in down low, 1-1. So one down, 1-1 strike. Nolan Sailors. And Omaha, Nebraska As the 1-1, a bouncer that stands over to the third at Witter. The throw at second to Donahoe. The throw back to first, but Sailors was already there. So Jensen gets out at second. So the third baseman, Brent Witter, doing his job of getting the runner out at second. But Sailors gets to first, so two down. And this brings up Jack Basir, who's 1-for-2 with a walk. He also has an RBI as well. Clack sets in and delivers for a ball 1-0. 11-5, Woodchuck's lead. They've out-hit the Raptors 12-7. The 1-0, swing and a miss on the outside, 1-1. So Christian Clack, two strikeouts already. The 1-1. Basir swings off and swings and a miss. Has 1-2. So Basir reaching out for the ball on the outside. Two down. A 1-2 count. Clack kicks and serves the 1-2. Basir fouls it on the inside of the bat. Back on the right side. Count remains at 1-2.
Pepperdine wave.
So out of Pleasanton, California, the product from Pepperdine batted a 345 for them this season. As the 1-2, Basir, a short ground ball into Clack, and he delivers it over back to first right on time. So that is the third out, and the Raptors still trail 11-5 as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning here on WFH.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The bottom of the eighth, we go as the pitching change once again in store for the Raptors. The left-hander, Sam Schmidt, who's had four games appeared in this season. 11 at-bats, two runs, and a hit allowed. He's also allowed, he's had, on the pitching side, he's pitched in four games, right? 0-1 record, nine innings pitched, nine hits, five runs, and he's acquired nine strikeouts. He's also a batter as well. He's had 11 at-bats, but he's a guy that's had an 0-1 record, so a 5.0 ERA, and now he'll face Jesse Donahoe. Donahoe 1-for-3 today, an RBI, and he struck out. So Sam Schmidt, the Salem University product from Traverse City, Michigan, will come set and serve. The left-hander finds the strike zone 0-1. No balls, a strike. The 0-1. As Donahoe check swings, but does come across and finds his own 0-2. So Schmidt pl- played for Traverse City back in 2020.
Back in the sixth inning.
Where he had four games played in five innings of work as the 0-2 comes down low for a ball, 1-2.
1-for-3 with an RBI is Jesse Donovan.
He appeared against Wausau back on June the 10th where he had an inning of work allowing two hits and two runs and not any strikeouts. So the 1-2 comes in. Donahoe fouls off just barely. 1-2. Count remains at 1-2. Bottom of the eighth inning. Rafters trail 11-5. They've been out hit 12-7. Schmidt, the left-hander, kicks and deals the 1-2. Popped off on the left side once again. Out of play. 1-2. 1-2. Sam Schmidt ahead in the count. Will come set and fire in the 1-2 down low as Jensen doesn't able to catch that. So ball, 2-2. The 2-2. Donahoe fouls it off on the top side. And staying alive in this count is Jesse Donahoe. Sam Schmidt coming up on his eighth pitch. Schmidt on Donahoe, the Georgia State product. 1-for-3 today. And fires in the 2-2. Donahoe swinging a bouncer over to Shane Taylor, the second baseman. Has trouble fielding it, but does, and throws it to first and gets in time. He reaches out to his left. That ball kind of got away from him, but an acrobatic play from the second baseman, Shane Taylor, and one down. So Donahoe gets down, and this brings up. So Colin Brigham, 0-for-4 today, 2 strikeouts. He struggled. So the rising sophomore at Oklahoma State. One down, Schmidt will come set. Serve in for a strike, and he's ahead of the count. 0-1.
0-for-4. We can reach base for the first time.
No balls, a strike. Schmidt once again serves in as that's fouled off. Grounded on the right side. 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes, and one down. Woodchucks in front and have control 11-5. So Schmidt comes set, serves the 0-2, and outside of the zone on the left edge, 1-2.
On a breaking ball.
1-ball, 2 strikes, one out. Schmidt once again, the 1-2 popped up into shallow center field, and running after it is Ty Johnson, who makes the second out. Easy grab for him, 2 down. So Brigham in flies out, and this brings up Jake English, who's 1-for-3 today, has crossed home plate 3 times, and he's also walked. So English, the catcher, has had a big day. And so the right-hander out of the University of Kansas. As Schmidt digs in and throws, and that's topped off the bat on the right side. Out of play, 0-1. No balls, 1 strike. 2 down. The 0-1 comes in from Schmidt. And just below the zone for a ball, 1-1. One ball, 1 strike. The 1-1. Inside of the zone and finding the left edge, 1-2 on a fastball. A ball and a 2 strikes. Schmidt looking for the third out, the 3rd strike. The 1-2 comes in, bounces into the glove of Jensen off on the right side. 2-2. Swing and a towering pop-up to deep center field. And that ball is caught from Johnson. So the Rafters down 11-5 as we head to the top of the ninth. Can they rally back or will they fall to Wausau? Find out next here on WFHR 97.5.
You have been listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call in their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters trail 11-5 as we head to the top of the ninth inning. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR. Well, do the Rafters have a rally in them, and can they find a way to get back in this game just like Lakeshore did to them yesterday? Or are they going to fall to Wausau? So Cole Henschel will step on the mound for the Woodchucks, the University of Richmond products from Pine Bush, New York, and the rising redshirt junior. He's had three games played, an 0-1 record. He's had a save, looking for his second here tonight. 3 2/3 innings pitched, 4 hits, 3 runs, and he's had 6 strikeouts. So he'll face Brendan Bobo. And Bobo, 2-for-4 today. He's had a good day. He's also struck out. So Rafters been out hit 12-7. Down 6 runs, so Cole Henschel, the left-hander, as he serves in and finds the zone for a strike, 0-1. No balls, a strike. Henschel will come set, kick and serve as Bobo fouls one. Backside, 0-2. Fastball came in at 92 miles per hour. So Henschel, the 5'8 lefty, will come set, kick, wind, and serve the 0-2 up and away on the outside, as once again, ball came in at 91 miles per hour. So 1-2 count. Henschel's got a 7.36 ERA. He's faced 19 batters. This would be his 20th as the 1-2 comes down low for strike three. Bobo strikes out looking, and the Woodchucks two away from securing what would be a big win for them. So Jack Gurevich is due up.
The DH.
So Gurevich, 0-for-3 today, as Gurevich shows bunt, backs away. He's had a run, though. He's been walked, and he struck out. So Wausau looking for their 12th win. Rafters trying to find a way to not get back to 500. They're 10-9 right now, but they're 2 outs away. So second pitch comes in down low for a ball, 2-0.
Josh Howitt for the Rafters.
Two balls, no strikes, and 1 out. The 2-0 comes in as that ball fouled on the left side, 2-1. So Gervich had that record-setting night two nights ago, where he had three home runs in a five RBI game. Two-run shots and a solo shot. As the 2-1 comes in from Henschel, swing and a miss outside, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Henschel looking for his second straight strikeout. He's one strike away. The 2-2 comes on the left edge for strike number three and out number two. So two Rafters strike out looking, and this brings up possibly the final batter of the night, Garrett Broussard. Rafter is just not what would you like to see if you're a Wisconsin Rapids fan, just a game where just got away from him and got away from him quick. Big innings for Wausau was the decider. So Broussard, one last moment for him. Can he possibly get things going as he sees a fastball down on the inside corner for 90 miles per hour? So Henschel will come set. The 0-1. Swing and a miss down low for 0-2. Rafters perhaps one strike away. Here we're two down. No balls, two strikes. Henschel will come set. Kick, wind, and serve the 0-2. Swing and a miss outside for strike three. And that will do it. The Wausau Woodchucks take down the Rafters 11-5. They out-hit Wisconsin Rapids 12-7. And the Rafters, well, it was a game where they were up early 3-0. And then shortly after, quick responses for Wausau. And just big, big innings for them. They had two guys with 2 3-run shots. It was a 3-3 game heading into the top of the third. The Rafters led 5-3, but then in the bottom of the second, 4 runs for Wausau. They made it 7-5. And then from there, they went up 10-5, a 3-run shot from Dalton Pearson. A much-needed win for the Wausau Woodchucks. They advance to 12-9 as the Rafters fall to 10-10. So a night with the Rafters, they just could not find a way to get it done. The pitching really hurt them. They were halted with no runs after the third inning, and they fall to Wausau 11-5. But for everybody at Wisconsin Rapids, for the players, coaches, staff, and fans, for everybody at WFHR and the studio, my name is Joey Fear. The Rafters will take on the Woodchucks right back here at Athletic Park tomorrow night. We'll see you then. Good night, everybody.
Hey, Dad. Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad. Your laundry...
was down all these rabbit holes. And I got to looking into some of his stuff, and I was like, you know, we can trace this back. And it was actually from Russia. Russia disinformation. So I think between the political forces here in our country, you know, with the wealthy and some of those, that we also have the foreign money, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you said Russia, Alice. Oh, you're wrong. Hoax.
You know what? They can kiss my grits, right?
You
have a good evening.
Thanks,
Greg.
So much, Alice. There you go. No, and this is one of those weird spots. You know, we've always had, you know, the crazy people on the corner who are, you know, just, you know, shouting into the wind. They're now gaining power and political power. They're organizing. And that's troublesome. Now, the hope is, and this is where, you know, the hope had always been that you elect people who are sane. You elect people who are rational. You elect people who want to do a job and move the country in a better direction, and calm the fevers of insanity. But what we've got now are people who are just fueling the fire all across the board. Yeah, it's one thing for Rogan to go out and say, "You know, we could debate and I'm going to platform this kook." You're seeing the same kind of stuff coming out of people in Congress, though. And I don't know when that turns around. I don't know if there's a moment where we have a collective, this isn't working, where there's a collective, hey, wait a second, this is ridiculous. Because it seems to me, that people just aren't paying attention. And I look at Texas. Texas just passed what is called the Death Star Bill. The governor signed it. It's House Bill 2127. It's called the Death Star Bill. And what it basically says is that the state controls everything. They preempt everything. All laws, no local laws can be passed that the state has any power over. So the story over at the Texas Tribune over the weekend was, the state of Texas last year had 279 people who died on the job.
They are our cuddlers and coworkers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320. 1320-